Good morning, everyone. Let me get the right microphone going. Actually, I know I normally have this pen behind me, but today, this shoulderless thing, I have to adjust it so many times I don't want to mess with it. That's going to annoy me. Let's just do this. Let's just pop that bad boy back like that. All right. We are coaching today. This is our Losing 100 call, I believe. Let me just make sure I'm in the right spot. Yep. Losing 100 pounds, girls. This is my jam. This is one of the things that I love coaching. Before we get started, I just wanted to tell everybody that if you want to register for January camp, it is open officially. Our first gift boxes are going to be going out on November the 17th, I believe. And then inside of it is going to be a lot of things that you are going to want to have around your house for the holidays. We are doing custom chip clips, bag clips and stuff with Corinne-isms on there. We are doing a button that has me yelling at you. We are doing a BLT plate to keep in your kitchen so that while you're eating, you have a reminder not to be popping food in your mouth. We have just all kinds of stuff. Like, there's lots of things. Workbook. There's a journal. There's not the planner, but like a journal. There is just a lot of different things going in there. But I really designed this box to, it's a little bit funny, but mainly I designed this box to think about what would be good environmental cues to help you stay on plan and to bust urges. Because this entire camp is about forming habits, breaking old habits, and really understanding what is entailed. So let me just tell you one thing that I wrote this morning because I'm working on the workbook right now. What we're going to be doing is going over some processes on how to just implement the No BS program. So in No BS, what you do is you learn like the four basics and you're learning all this stuff. And then each camp is where we kind of, it's for the people who want to spend a few days really honing in and focusing on something. So if you're the kind of person who's been really having trouble being consistent, taking consistent action, doing those kinds of things, camp might be super helpful for you. So one of the processes I'll be teaching there is the getting shit done process, where I'm going to help you not only decide how to set a real goal, we'll be talking about the difference between what is a diet goal and what is a weight loss mentality goal. So a lot of us set diet mentality goals, which are, I want to lose this much weight. And when I lose that kind of weight, my whole life's going to be unicorn different. People will love me and I'll never have another problem again and blah, blah, and I'll gain respect and all this other shit. So that's diet mentality goals. When diet mentality goals are set, you spend so much time thinking about this unicorn that you're going to be, this rainbow bright, that everything that you're doing today has a sense of urgency, feels rushed and pressured, feels like it's going to be really hard. You build up this desire to get there faster. And so we're going to be really thinking about weight loss mentality goal setting and how that works. And so weight loss mentality goal setting is really the process of identifying who you are now, who you want to be, and how you can get there through starting with the foundation of who you are, rather than what diet mentality is, I just want to get away from this version of me. And if I just want to get away from this version of me, then I will do whatever it takes to get there because I think they're so much better. And so we're going to really bridge that gap. And so we're going to be going over that five-step process. We're going to blow out those do lines. There is nobody better than me who can stand in front of a camera and talk to people about how the fuck to start their actions. And you guys always will put down like on your do line, well, if I think this, I'll feel this. And then here's what I'll do, the four basics. That sucks. You have to blow your do line out. Saying I'm going to do the four basics. Look, bitch, if you were going to do it, you would have already been doing it. You got to break it down. How am I going to do the four basics? What things am I going to change around my house to do the four basics? You know, like there's about 1,000, like to do one, there's 1,000 tiny steps that you can be doing. And y'all do this. I'm going to do the four basics. I'm going to plan. I'm going to drink my water. Sleep. That's what you're supposed to do, but how are you going to get it done? If that was going to work, then all of you done kicked that into autopilot by now. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to talk about the price you're willing to pay. A lot of this workshop is built around this idea of you have to learn, like everybody has to learn the skill of delayed gratification. You can't lose weight unless you learn how to use the skill, like learn how to develop delayed gratification. There's a process for that. And we have to get really good at it because we're trying to be motivated all the time. Well, fuck that. That doesn't work. You've got to learn how to embrace delayed gratification. And then you have to also learn the skill of courage over fear. Most of us just sit around being afraid we're not going to lose weight all the time. And we're not utilizing courage and figuring out what do we need to tell ourselves to generate courage. Because it's just, I just watch you guys spin out in this all the time. And then assessing, tweaking, and correcting. We're going to have a whole section on here are the obstacles getting in your way. And I'm going to help you blow through all your obstacles and why they're an obstacle to begin with. So we're going to have an obstacle marathon where you guys bring me the obstacles and I'm going to help you figure out why those are now obstacles for you. And then the next section is going to be the thought ladder marathon where now you're going to bring me your bullshit that you're thinking. And I'm going to do thought ladder marathons, one person after another, bringing them on screen. Just like, all right, I'm the best at thought laddering. Let's go. I'm going to help you figure out how to believe the new things. And then the last part of it is don't quit. So the whole thing is going to be set up on, well, how do you keep everything going? Like, how do you stop, like, expecting that you're just going to want to do everything? But how do you actually make plans to keep things going? So you will leave with a plan of major action. You will leave really clear on why you really want to lose weight, what a true weight loss life looks like for you, but that goal and more. So that's what the weekend's going to be about. All right, let's do this. And guys, if you're wondering, like, how do I sign up for this? What is the due line? Ruth Ann, come on now. Module 2, no BS. Go to module 2 of no BS. Make sure you listen. It's the think, feel, do cycle. So we're going to take the do part of the think, feel, do cycle, and it's called the due line. We're going to blow it out. Every little thing you need to be doing to make sure that you're doing the four basics. So like, let's say I'm going to think this and feel this so that I can start eating only until I've had enough. All right. That's not an action. That's the result that you want. So what are you going to do? What are all the things you're going to try? What are the 1,001 methods and things and whatever that you're going to try over and over and over again until you find your magic combination that allows you to be like, you know what? I finally figured out what enough is. Not only have I found out what enough is, I've also overcome the problem where I don't want to stop at enough. And I've not only uncovered what enough is, and that I don't want to stop, but I've also figured out how to sit through an urge to just keep going because it's there. Like, that's blowing out the do line. The do line is addressing all the things. All right. And then if you guys want to know about camp, all you have to do is go to pnptribe.com, go to live events, hit camp, and all your information will be there. Dawn, you're up first. This is January camp, Mary, for sure. It's the 1st through the 3rd. If you can't attend live, you'll get the replays. And we are also testing being able to do replays on Zoom. So we're going to have these scheduled reruns with a coach in the room where you guys can watch together so you can do it again and stuff. The people who went to October camp, well, it looks like Dawn's not coming. Hang on. We'll try again, Dawn. We're testing that today with the October campers. They're getting their first rerun of the day one early afternoon session. So we'll see how it goes. All right, Dawn, what are we coaching on?
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. You look amazing, by the way. I like the hairstyle.
So, I cut it like about a week and a half ago. So no, looks thank good. You.
So I joined around in spring and things were like great. I was home working in a school. So I was home. It was my only focus, you know, a lot of thought work, quick weight. Now I was been prepping for the transition back to work, you know, because it is becoming more difficult, but that's fine. All that seems to be going well. I'm managing slower weight loss, more discovery sheets, but managing. But here's the challenge that I've been facing really my whole life, but like now, and I need no BS to figure out how to cope with it. My mother has always been sick and like the priority of our household, basically. Everything always revolves around her, you know, some mental, more physical. My dad's been gone like 15 years. I'm an only child. It's 150% on me. And she ran into another episode this past week. And it's like, I drop everything, all my self-care, everything out the window. And
why?
Well, because I think habit, partly, like it's what I've learned to do or been taught to do.
Okay. And so why didn't you just, now that you know it's a habit, why not just stop that?
Well, and I'm trying, like I was in the hospital, I set a boundary. There's no need for me to go every single day, sit there all day.
Yeah, but, you know. But I want to stop you.
Okay.
Tell me how your mom has anything to do with your food and your mouth. Where is the connection there?
Okay, perfect question, because I think I know, but because all my feelings come up and like I've done so much thought work with other stuff and managing better, but it's like angry at her because I was taking care of myself and now you're making it harder.
Oh, okay. And so it is the blame.
Life, yeah. And also like, well, I guess it's also blame. Like I'm.
It is blame. When you say, if you weren't sick, I would be thin. That's essentially what you're saying. Like, do you know why I ate chips? You went in the hospital.
Yeah.
Like shit. If you just quit getting sick the moment that I'm going to eat healthy.
Well, I guess the question that I am left with, cause that's right. It is all blame. I was thinking it was something else also, but like,
no, I mean, why would you ever give up chips? If it's your mom's fault? I mean, if the reason why, I don't know if you're eating chips, whatever you're eating.
Right.
Like if whatever I'm doing is because of this, your brain knows, well, that has to stop then. Otherwise, this can't be changed. Mm-hmm. This is a result of that. Not this eating is on me and not wanting to deal with my shit. Like, I just don't want to be angry right now. Rather than thinking, all right, well, I get to either be angry and not eat. That's one option. I get to be angry and then eat it away, thinking that that's going to fix something, which is not helping me. Or I get to figure out the fuck am I thinking to cause anger in the begin with, and is it even useful?
And no, like even without listing all the things, of course not. I think I've been into a little of the victim stuff too. Like it was always like, she would literally tell me like, you need to be independent because I could be dead tomorrow. Like since I was young. So yeah. Now I'm kind of like, you're fucking 80 years. Oh, sorry. You're like 80 years old and it's time for me to live my life.
Okay. But you're acting as if because my mom keeps talking this way, I don't get to live my life. You're doing the same thing as you're doing with the food. Like, come on, you're 80. Aren't you going to start talking to me differently yet? Why are you like at 80? Do you really think your mom is now like, you know what? I'm enlightened. I probably should have never said those things. That's not the way it is. Or do you think at your age, you should be like, mom's wrong. I get to live my life. She gets to think that. She's just wrong.
100%. You're right. But it's like with her, she's not so out front with it. It's more like the voice is in me more than her. Like her being manipulative or guilting me. Like,
okay. But again, like your biggest issue is victim mentality. I'm going to tell you right now, I have not heard you say one time, I'm doing these things and it's because I keep thinking and I know it's all on me. Because the moment that happens is the moment you'll either decide, I do want to think this about her, but I'm not eating over it. Because you'll know you're in charge. But and your brain is really sneaky, I'm just going to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time you give me, but this next thing, like as if it's going to be newer, it's the same thing. It's like, yeah, but she's manipulative and she's like, she's kind of passive about it. So now if she just wasn't manipulative and passive, then I could be feeling much better about myself.
Yeah.
And then if I felt so much better about myself, I would be in weight loss glory land. So mom, like you either need to like kick it or you need to change as a human, one or the other, in order for me to have the life I want.
Yeah. That's exactly the tape, right? That's not getting me anywhere good.
So what do you think the solution is?
I need to change my thoughts. And like, it's almost a harder habit to break than the chocolate. Like,
it's a way harder habit to break. Changing your thoughts just makes you emotionally feel better. Chocolate gives you dopamine.
Right.
Chocolate is like, here, like this is the way I like to think about changing your thoughts. It's like you're really hungry and you eat some carrots. Mm. And you're like, okay, that was good. Like I'm not hungry anymore. Like there's no like woohoo and thrill. It's just like, all right, well, at least I'm not hungry anymore. Mm-hmm. Over here, Chocolate Land is like doing cocaine. It's like it's a hyper reward. And so your brain is not exactly going to always want to ask for a thought change when you feel bad. It's like, if our thought changes felt as good as chocolate, then when shit hit the fan, our brain would be like, come on, girl. You know you just really want to start this sentence with, I notice I'm thinking. Like, that never happened.
Seductive, yeah.
Right, because it's like, your brain is like, that takes a long time. If you just eat chocolate, insto, I'm going to get dopamine and like whatever horseshit you're thinking for a moment, you won't be thinking about it. It'll come back, but I'll just ask for more chocolate.
Mm-hmm. And that's been my entire life, right? Yeah. And like I've changed it. I've done lots of thought work, had amazing transformations with things. But this one, I don't know why I stopped looking at things the same way.
It's just because you've been living with it longer. Mm. So I would suggest, here's what I would suggest you do. We have a relationships course inside the membership, the bonus course. I would go and do that and do all the work on your mama. Luau. Hang on a second. My cat's tearing up my new chairs. Get down. Oh my gosh, since I have moved into this new office, I can't even keep him out. And if we lock him out, he just paws at the doors and makes noises. All right, so.
The relationships.
We'll do the relationships thing. But this is what I want you to, like, even if you can't go through the course, just at least go through the workbook and do the worksheets.
Okay.
The course is great, but the worksheets will do it. So we need to start, for you, figuring out this story you have around your mom right now. Like, my thoughts about my mom are, she's manipulative. That's always a whammy thought for everybody. No one can manipulate you without your permission. Mm. Now, I am not talking about if you had someone like an abuser in your life. I mean, is your mom an abuser?
Yeah.
Or you just don't like the way mom is?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Yeah. So 99% of us are walking around in life with people that we just don't like how they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to either stand up for it. Like, there's options when somebody's trying to manipulate you to do something or whatever. The option is to tell them no and let them be pissed.
Mm.
And you know what we do? Get too afraid to tell them no because we don't want to hurt their feelings or whatever. That's not being manipulated. That's you being more afraid that you'll feel bad if they feel bad.
Mm.
That's not them manipulating you. They just know how to ask. to get a yes.
Right.
Like their brain is smart. It's worked over the years. Your brain is smart too. It's like, I know to just eat chocolate if I say yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So
and where does guilt fit into that? Because
it's just a thought. It's the same thing.
Because I feel like I've moved past a little like caring if she's upset with me, but maybe not. I'll look deeper.
Not if you feel guilty.
Nobody knows.
That's just the next version of you not wanting to tell her no. That's not you over it. That's not you willing to, like, true willingness to love someone enough to tell them no means that you can be really upset with me and I'm going to stand in my own, like, I know I'm doing this from love of you and self. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not out to harm you. I'm not out to ruin your day. I'm like, whatever they may think or whatever. It's like, I know my intentions. I know why I'm saying no. And I'm so good at loving myself that when you're wrong about my reasons, I'm going to just give you a pass. Because I know you're not as enlightened as I am.
Right. That's helpful. Yeah.
So do your work on your mom. Like, think about your mom and all the story that you have around her and just come up with the way you want to think. Like, you know, if I'm ever, like, one of the things is if I'm ever eating, I know it's not because of my mother. I know mm-hmm. it's not because of anything other than in this moment, I'm choosing to eat because I have a thought error. Like, mm-hmm. that puts you in the ownership of the eating. It takes, like, we waste so much time trying to convince ourselves that something else is causing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So for all of you, if you don't get it, like, you're a real classic example, and I think this is a good call. Go back and listen to how you were talking.
Oh,
yeah. You will hear yourself keep trying to associate, well, I feel this because of mom, or I'm doing this because of mom. Mm-hmm. Or now she's blah, 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 and that's why I am. The thought line is always why you feel or do anything. And the thought line is in the think, feel, do cycle. So it always comes back to, I'm thinking something. This is why I feel the way I do, and this is why I'm doing the things I do. You don't ever have to sit there and let go of the thought. I think a lot of you don't want to do that work because you're just like, yeah, but I'm just sold she's a bitch. Or I'm just sold that she shouldn't be this way. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's fine. If you want to keep that, just know that when you think somebody shouldn't be the way they are, that you feel resentful or upset or angry and that you're choosing it. And so if you're choosing to think those things, you don't have to eat over it anymore because you know that I may not like the way she is, and I may think she should act a different way and be all kinds of angry, but I don't eat over anymore because that's my choice. That's mm-hmm. where that thought work starts really kicking into gear and you so get control over what you do. Yes, exactly.
Instead of that little kid who has no control, no say, no blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, I will just, what is your name? Dawn.
Dawn.
It's very common for all of us in our adult age, exactly what you just said. Victim mentality like that, where it's like, oh, if they would just be different, if they didn't do these things, I would start when we are a child. Because when you are a child, you don't have reasoning skills yet. Your parents are kind of supposed to tell you what to do. You're not supposed to have a ton of free will as a child. You know, like when I was a kid, I wanted to go and play outside at midnight. Yeah. You know, like I had a lot of like things I would want to do and stuff. And, you know, my mom's job was to tell me what to do. A lot of times our parents, for lack of parenting skills, tell us how we're supposed to feel. So in moments when our feelings are hurt, we're told, shake it off. It's not that bad. Stop crying. You know, blah, blah, blah. And we all do it as parents. But as a child, what you're hearing is like, oh, there are appropriate feelings and inappropriate feelings. You start learning that certain feelings are shameful. You start learning like, ooh, when I feel this way, adults get angry. Like our childlike brain makes a lot of very unreasonable assumptions because it doesn't know better. But then they hang over us the rest of our life. So it's kind of like what you're doing is like, she shouldn't act this way. And she would just do this and blah, blah, blah. And this all just makes me angry. It probably does come from, as a kid, reminding you of times when you couldn't feel the way you wanted to, or you couldn't do the things you wanted to.
100%.
So yep. The answer is just to realize I'm not 12 anymore. So I get to parent myself now, and I get to kind of tell myself how I want to think and feel. I don't have to wait for someone to give me permission anymore.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I have like goosebumps, tears in my eyes and goosebumps. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And good luck. It's not easy caring for an aging parent.
Yeah, no, but a different mentality, like changing my thinking, because I don't want to go down, you know, like my life has been unmeasurably changed and blessed in just the past however many months, you know, since I joined. Yeah. That's even more of the, you're not doing this to me, you know, with right. her, but she doesn't yeah. have to.
Right. Yeah.
Not her power.
That's right.
So, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Juliana. Hey. Woo, you got some gorgeous hair.
Thank you. It's new. It's usually blondes.
Oh my gosh, it's so pretty and like shiny to boot.
Thank you so much. Sorry, my lighting is a little funny here, so just ignore how pale I am. Oh, my God. My accountability group is popping off right now. They're so excited I'm on.
Oh. So what are we touching on?
Okay, so it's not specifically, so I'm a September baby. I lost 20 pounds. I'm super psyched. It's weight loss adjacent. So
weight loss, what?
Adjacent, like next to
adjacent.
It.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Right. So I'm a physician assistant student. So I'm in, I do healthcare things. And I've wanted to do plastics. So like plastic surgery. There's always a little voice in the back of my head. I ignored it when I signed up. I said, I'm going to do plastics. I found out I'm going there. Now all this bullshit is coming back into my head about like, I'm the biggest girl in my class. They're going to laugh at me because I'm overweight when I go there. I don't have the right plastics look. And I know it's all bullshit, but if I walk in with that mentality, when they start correcting me as they should, I'm going to be too emotional and like not be able to hear it. So
when they start correcting you, like, what do you mean when they start correcting you?
So I'm a student. So whether I give a plan, whether I give a report, whether I do anything.
I thought you meant all that stuff that people, I was like, they're literally going to, like, that's part of the program to like, okay, you got to look this way to do our, I was like, I think I might, we just choose different.
There's like a little thought in the back of my mind too, which I know it's bullshit, but it won't leave. They're going to look at me and think, okay, she doesn't have the right look. So we're not going to teach her that well because she'll never make it in plastics. And that's bullshit.
Yeah. So what do you need help with then? If you already know it's bullshit, what do you need my help with?
Because every time I go to correct the thought, I can give a new thought, but there's like a second thought to that. That's always like the first thought is right. You know, like you can say all these nice things to yourself, but here's the thing, like the fact that you're fat or that you're ugly or whatever it is really the truth. So I don't know how to make that voice quiet down.
Well, you don't need that voice to quiet down. You're going to have to just continue the conversation.
Oh, okay.
So like, so first voice is, they're going to think I'm fat and not teach me well. The yes. second thought is, that's bullshit. Like, that never happens.
Yeah.
And then the next thought is, well, you can tell yourself that all day long, but come on now. And then the next thought is going to be what? You just got to have another reply.
I never thought about continuing the conversation. Okay. I don't. No, I'm not going to say I don't know because that's bull. I need to know. Well, I guess without being without making someone else wrong and making someone else there. If they really do have that mentality, then they're toxic and it doesn't matter what they think. I just won't work for them, but I can still take what I need from their rotation and go find someone who won't care about my weights.
I just find it interesting that you think that people really care about your weight. Like, you are giving another human so much credit. They're like, oh, like, you know what that human is? They are so selfless that they're busy thinking about everybody else and not themselves. And here's what I think that your teachers are going to think. Fuck these students. It's another day having to teach.
It's true.
I mean, they may be thinking, it's amazing that I get to teach people. I mean, they may have unicorn thoughts, but if they're like most of America, they're going to wake up every day and hate their job, dread going, and be so focused on the bullshit of their life that your weight is low on their totem pole.
That's true. That's so stupid.
Well, I think that that's like, all right, so what I like to do, and I know you guys are like, what are you doing here? The way I like to do my own self-coaching is to poke holes in my theories. Okay. So your working theory is that other people think about your weight in such a way that they will sabotage your future.
Yeah.
That's kind of what your working theory is,
yeah,
right?
It is.
So you lay it out and you kind of just look at it. And you're like, okay, you know, what are the 1,000 ways that that's not true? And like for me, whenever I'm thinking that somebody is like very consumed in Corinne, I always like to think humans are the most selfish creatures in the entire world. Just like you right now, you're literally thinking about them in relation to you.
Yeah.
Like, they must be terrible people. They're going to sit there and sabotage my whole weight loss journey. I mean, my whole, like, career.
Yeah.
Like, you're not really thinking about them. You're thinking about you and your fears.
Yeah.
So, that's one method, is poke holes in theories. Always just take your working theory, take a look at it, and say, like, okay, I'm thinking that they're going to not teach me well because I'm overweight. That's one method. The next method is, and this is, I think, where your real work comes in. Why is your weight bad to begin with? Because you wouldn't think somebody else thinks it's bad unless you think it's bad.
Okay, so it's not my voice when I hear, this might sound crazy, I'm not schizophrenic. It's not my voice when I hear these things. It's like the voice of my grandma. So like she'll see photos and my whole, all the women in my life have struggled with their weight their entire life, which is why I'm here and I'm doing this young, because I don't want to live this life. But I've seen the women in my life pick apart other women. So I don't want to do that to other people, but my thoughts naturally go there.
Except you did it to all your instructors.
It's true. And to myself every day, every damn day. It's ridiculous.
My fan just kicked on. It's like roaring over there in the corner.
No, it's fine.
So if you don't want to be the kind of person who's picking people apart or yourself, what do you think that's going to have to look like?
Okay, so I've heard in theory that if I'm nice to myself, I'll be nice to other people. And if I'm nice to other people, I'll be nice to myself. So on outward, I'm a very kind person. I've learned to keep those thoughts in check. And I don't want to say like I'm a judgmental bee, but like I am, I guess, if we're being really real here. So I guess it would be combating that voice every single time of like, oh, she doesn't look good. Of like, no, stop it. Like, it doesn't matter. She feels none of my business. It's none of my business.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is it's none of my business. It's also like sometimes, like this is what I like to do. So we're all very judgmental creatures by nature. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just kind of how the brain works, you know? So it's not that your brain is broken in this method. You may have been exposed to other women who judged other women's bodies. But it's like, it's one of those things where you want to be like, rather than, I don't want to be that person. You can, the way that you're saying it is almost like you're fighting with it. The way I want you to think about it is like, it's normal that I would think that way, but I want to think a different way now. Like in a very more at ease way, so that you can get more curious why. So like when you think, she doesn't look good. You could just be really curious. Why would I spend my time thinking about someone else? Like, why right now is that important? You know, like even asking questions like that, it allows you to find more about your thinking. And the reason why I'm telling you all this is because you're focused on being like, I think your weight is bad because you think other people think your weight is bad.
Yeah.
Which is, we need to clean up your brain around the concept of being overweight. Okay. It is really hard to lose weight from loathing. It's really hard to lose weight from thinking that something's wrong with you. And I think that this is by far the hardest concept that I teach, because we are conditioned by women in our lives who have always sat around and judged other people's bodies. We just think everybody must be doing that. And one, open your mind up to not everyone is, some might be.
Okay.
And like get into the realm of, you know, some people don't, some people do, and that's okay. That at least gets you into the space before, because, and I say this for the 100+ girls, because I remember distinctly when I was overweight thinking every single person judged my body. There is no way you could have convinced me that anybody on the planet thought I was okay. And it's not true. It feels true because we look for evidence of it and we create it by even thinking things like, I'm going to join a program and they're going to sabotage my weight loss, or they're going to sabotage my learning.
Yeah.
The first time somebody gives you critical feedback, you'll think it's because of your weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And will it be because of your weight, or will it be because they're a fucking instructor and that's their job?
Yeah. And it makes sense, honestly. I realize, starting to go through the thought work of this, there's like a lot of things in my life that I've put on the back burner because, like, okay, I've been with my partner for almost 6 years now. He's ready to get engaged. And I don't want to get engaged because which I haven't listened to the podcast yet. I'm so excited to. I don't want the engagement photos to look at. And for me, like when he's proposing, my only thought to be, where is the camera right now? And do I look skinny enough? I don't want to ruin my life like that.
The only way to not live your life like that is to start living your life. And in those moments, be so fucking uncomfortable because you know it's just your thinking and not because it's real.
Okay.
You have to start giving yourself proof that this fake world of I need to earn feeling good about myself is fake.
Okay.
Literally, you could be getting engaged. You might have some thoughts about your body. You also could be thinking, how lucky am I?
Yeah.
I'm in love. Not everybody finds love. Like, that's what I'm talking about when we talk about, we just assume that everybody's thinking about our bodies and we just assume that our weight's a problem. And we get very locked in and married to the idea that being overweight is a bad thing. And we'll come up with these reasons why it's so terrible. And I'm like, you never give yourself reason to love yourself where you're at, though.
I don't know what that would look like.
It's so easy. You just aren't thinking hard.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me about your program. Are you smart? Or did they just let any idiot with cash in?
No, it's highly competitive.
Okay. So, like, not one time have you told me, like, I'm going into this program, it's highly competitive. I earned my way in.
Yeah.
All you've told me is, like, they're going to think I'm fat. I'm going to get in there. They're going to think I'm fat. This is going to be terrible, Corinne.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Thinking and loving yourself is, thinking about yourself in a loving way is actually easy.
Okay.
It's hard to believe.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, that is where, like, God, for all of my 100+ girls, if y'all can just step into that thinking for a little while of like, okay, I got to quit saying that it's hard to love myself. It's hard to believe it because of my bullshit thinking. But coming up with ways to actually figure out good things about me is not hard. And I know this because every one of you gets on call with me every time you want to coach and you're just like, I have nothing to love myself about. It takes me 2 minutes to look at your life through my eyes versus yours, to be like, well, tell me about this. And we got a list working. It's that you are so sold that you're broken because of your weight, you refuse to see what's right about you. Because it's like, I don't even want to embrace that part until this one's fixed.
Okay. So I think a lot of that applies. I'm able to find things that I love about myself, but it's not my physical body. It'll be my hair, my nails. It won't be.
When is that not your physical body?
Okay. Those are things that don't have to do with
You need to send your tests one more time and just say, I've got an addendum to my test. Hair and nails are not part of the physical body.
I mean, like, those aren't things that, like, but wait.
Listen to what you're doing. Oh my God. Because I'm overweight, the acceptable physical things about me, well, now those don't count.
That's true.
Quit arguing for, like, no, I really got to convince you, Corinne, being overweight's terrible.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, I know what it's like in the brain. It's just like, you just want to scream because it's like, it makes sense that it's ridiculous to argue for, like, but I'm fat and that's bad. And I'm like, tell me how that's ever going to win for you, though. That argument. Right.
It's not.
It's only, I think one of the first steps, I'm like reading and researching, I'm doing this own work on myself. I think one of the first steps is stop arguing for the wrong side.
Okay.
Start arguing for your worthiness. Start arguing for, like, for all of you. If you can't separate yet that being overweight is bad, because I'm here to tell you, it's not bad. It's just what you weigh. And then there's all the amazing things about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where we're at. So I just wanted for all of you to just be like, all right, I might think being overweight's bad, but I'm no longer going to keep purposely generating evidence and talking to people about how bad it is. I'm now going to stay in the land of, I'm willing to get creative on what's right about me. I'm willing to be in pain, disbelief, awkwardness, and uneasiness. Even feeling like a damn liar to myself. I'd rather be feeling those things right now, trying to figure out what's right about me, than to be very comfortable, convicted, and sold on the idea of what's wrong with me.
Okay.
That side is the comfortable side. The uneasy side is the one where you're looking for what's right.
Okay. So if I were to put that into action, I guess what that would look for me is, like, I follow up that list every single day of, like, I'm worth the work and here's why. I like these things about myself. I guess I would want to make that longer and then maybe put the post-it notes around to keep making go. Okay. Anything else you would do?
Why don't you do some work around? Did you do self-love camp by chance?
I did not.
Let's see. You could do, so in the, I don't have my planner in here. In the planner, there are body image prompts in there.
Okay.
If I was you, I would probably start working on, we're redoing self-love in February, but I hate for you to wait all the way to February to fall in love with yourself. Some of the stuff from the self-love camp is actually getting released to all of you guys. We're doing a modified release because it's just, women should have this. But you could do the body image prompts each day. I believe there's body image prompts in there in the back. The other thing that you can do is I would spend some time, this is a headier concept. We're actually going to do this at camp too, but I want you to think about the version of you who loses her weight.
Okay.
All of us have this idea of like who she's going to be, like in all the things that she does. And I don't want you to think about what she weighs. I don't want you thinking about her clothes and her size. I don't want you thinking about that part. I want you to really step into her brain.
Okay.
Like, what does she think when she walks into the room of instructors who are teaching? Like, your future self that's lost her weight, would she ever walk into the room and assume that the teachers are going to look at her body and go like, well, I mean, she's thin. I guess we'll teach her better.
No.
Your future self walks into the room and thinks about what she's going to learn.
Yeah.
Okay. She's not thinking about that part. Like, she's not even walking in going like, oh my God, I look so good. This is going to be easy. Like, you know, like a lot of us think that that's the way our life is going. Like the first, like your future self gets feedback. And she may throw herself under the bus, been like, oh, I should have studied harder, blah, blah, blah. But she doesn't make it about her weight.
Yeah. Okay.
So you want to think about your future self in all these different scenarios. So that means that Juliana of today can already be her future self. She could walk into the room and decide she's earned her place there and she's going to learn. And when she gets feedback, she's not making it about her weight. Like the two of you get to, like, you get to be her now. You don't have to lose your weight to do that. Okay. That's the connections. That's some of what we're going to be doing at that January camp. But that is the connections I need you guys to start making for yourselves. A lot of you are really married to the idea, my weight is bad, and I can't really enjoy my life until I lose my weight. Like, I can't get engagement photos. Like, even when you get your, I want you to think about this. If you'd lost all of your weight and your man is proposing to you, are you sitting there going, oh my God, thank God I lost weight because there's a cameraman over there?
I hope not. I hope I'm thinking about how excited I am.
Probably that's what you're thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
And I will tell you, if you're critical now of your body, you'll get those photos at any size, and there will be something wrong because mm-hmm. you're in the habit of finding wrong, not in the habit of finding what's right.
Okay.
So think about those things, okay?
Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome. So before I go on this call, it's hot as fuck. Told Chris, I was like, open my window. It's like 57 outside. Turn the air down, blah, blah. I mean, I was sweating up there. And now I'm freezing my ass off. Lisa, I mean, freezing my ass off. I'm never cold on a call.
Unmute. Okay.
All right. Wait 1 second. Somebody just posted, I'm really disappointed that in my first month, I only lost 9.8, we'll call it 10 pounds. Obviously I'm eating too much or the wrong foods because I can't even get my mind wrapped. Here, you tell me, you're a good student. What's your name again, Lisa?
Lisa, yes.
Tell me your thoughts about losing 10 pounds in 1 month.
I think that's pretty good. That's like, what, 5 kilos? That's...
Oh my gosh, you're not from... You're
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you do conversion.
Yeah, no, but I think that's pretty good. I think that's...
It's really good. I don't care what size you are, it's good. You're losing the max I ever recommend per week to be losing. And she's disappointed because she must be eating the wrong foods. Like, there are no wrong foods. So you know who I'm talking to. I'm not even going to call your name out because you've been in the chat. Go listen to module 1, good, better, best. There are no wrong foods. You need to listen to that lesson like 5 times. You've got to let it sink in. The other thing, I'm not sure how to make myself quit eating, That's not the goal of the program, to quit eating. The goal of the program is to dial into understanding how to know when you've had enough so that you're not emotionally eating more. Gotta quit thinking these things like 10 pounds, like no, you or quit eating. That's a terrible thought for you. It's painful. The other thing is, like, I was only 78% on track. Okay, rather than feeling defeated on that, that's because you have a judgment about 78%. Rather than thinking, this month I was 78% on track, good for me for tracking. I wonder what I can do next month. Like, guys, please listen to no BS. Make sure, and this is like, and for all of you, every one of you, especially on this call, because I always just feel like extra passionate for my girls with over 100 pounds to lose, because that's where I was. Like, we got a lot of thoughts we got to uncover and unwrap. You're going to need to listen to the no BS more than once. This tells me that you got some of it. But we got a lot of other stuff going on in there. So it's time for round two. First round of no BS is always about being introduced to the concepts, pulling a few of them out, and seeing what it's like. Round two is where we do it again. We hear the things we didn't hear the first time, and we refine. Round three, we start getting better and better. We start remembering some of the shit I said. Round four, some of the mastery starts happening. You have to keep listening to it over and over again. All right, Lisa, I didn't mean to make you sit here like a goober the whole time, but I saw that and I was like, it's a no, we can't think this way.
I agree, so no worries.
All right, what are we coaching on? Somebody wants to know, did you make your own sweater?
Oh, my sister actually knitted this. It's a Norwegian, it's a famous Norwegian pattern.
It's so beautiful, and I bet you. That lady's proud. She was just like, did you make your sweater?
Yeah, no, I wish I could do this, but my sister is really good at knitting. So my sister made it.
That's awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. So what are we coaching on?
Okay. So I joined in September last month, and it's been going really well. I'm very excited about the program. I love it. It's working very well for me. I plan every day. I think I've only had one day where I didn't make a plan.
Okay.
And like two overeats, but I did the discovery worksheet, so it felt good.
Good.
And I weighed in yesterday and I've lost over 6 kilos since starting in September. That's like 14 pounds. So good. That's sorry.
So you're excited. You're not feeling defeated.
No, I'm
poor Marianne is over there. She's like, thank you for ass chewing me.
Even with like losing 10 pounds, I would have been very excited.
Awesome.
My issue is, or what I would like to talk about, is I have this thought that kind of won't go away, saying that there's no way it's this easy. Like, there's no way this will last, and it's kind of inevitable that I fail or fall off the wagon at some point, because like I'm 29, I've been dieting since I was 16, I feel like, and I've lost weight on like keto or low carb, and there's been calorie counting, and there's been all these diets, and they've always failed. Like, it's always.
So tell me this. Tell me why they failed. Give me some, like, we're going to work with your brain a little bit. So your brain is doing what it's supposed to do, which is like start doing skeptical doubting and all this other stuff. It may be triggered because maybe there was one of those diets where you lost about this much, you got this far in and you quit. So your brain's job is to always go back to your brain's knee jerk job. Let's put it this way. Is to only access the past. It's like it's always trying to Rolodex, like go through its little Rolodex and reference all the things that have happened to say like, okay, and now I know how to think and feel because I've had a situation come up that I've been in before. That's our brain's way of keeping us safe. The problem is that like it's probably going back to some a-hole diet that you didn't even like, that you decided to quit. And it's using that as like, well, this must be the same. She's lost like 14 kilos or 14 pounds or 14 pounds, 6 kilos, 14 pounds. Like, she's at that point then. So this equals that.
Mm.
That's the habit brain's job is to do that.
Yeah.
The reasoning brain's job is to poke holes in its theory, to go to the future and be in the present to tell it what to think. So you're going to need to allow all of those doubts, all those things keep coming up, and then go to work on, well, is it true? Or is it just something my brain thinks? What else is true? What am I thinking about? Maybe it is as easy as I think. I've never learned anything like this. Like, your brain, your job is to have that conversation. So tell me, so your brain is like thinking, there's really no way it could be this easy. So we want to like talk to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it why it is so easy. Why it makes sense.
I guess this is probably the first diet I've been on that hasn't been temporary or that hasn't felt temporary. Like all of the diets I've been on previously, I've kind of had this idea of, you just have to suffer through this now. And then once you're done, like once you've lost the weight, you don't have to do it anymore. Like counting calories and restricting and like counting carbs, which worked so well, but I love pasta, so that was awful. I think maybe this is different because this is doable. Like I can do this I don't feel like it's not a pain in the ass. It's actually like I'm eating the food I really want, just in moderation.
Yep.
So that's one reason why my brain is wrong.
That's a lot of reasons, actually.
Yeah, true.
I mean, seriously. But that conversation, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that thought comes up, are you willing to have that conversation?
Yes.
With yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what it takes. So I think a lot of times what happens is we get locked into and I'll talk about it at January camp. I did this at the self-love camp too. So it's basically where, and y'all hear it everywhere in no BS, but we have to quit thinking that our thoughts are a problem. They're only a problem if you don't examine them. They're a problem if you argue with them and get pissed, because eventually you emotionally wear yourself out. Or if you insist they're true. That's the only time a thought can be a problem.
Mm.
So if you have a thought like it's too good to be true, the answer is to let that be a trigger to start talking about why this is the best thing that's ever happened. Why there's no reason to ever stop. Why this is like, it includes everything that I love. Why would I stop? Like, it's your thoughts that aren't working for you are an invitation for you to rebuild the thoughts that are going to work for you. And to do them so many times, put them into practice so many times that your brain gets convinced it doesn't need the old trigger. Your brain's job is to get very efficient. If you have a shitty thought, you allow yourself to think a new hotness one as the trigger afterward. And once you think new hotness, you go about like you continue to make your plans and you continue to do your things and whatnot. Your brain is like, all right, this is the long way around getting our results. Like if we're going to be losing weight and stuff, we got to do it the easiest way possible. That's all your brain wants to do. So it will cut out the bullshit thinking eventually. Because it will know, like, I don't have to think that part. Like, we could probably just start here now to get to doing this thing. That's how you train your brain.
All right.
That's it. You got all the magic.
Simple. Thank you.
It is simple. That's the thing. It's just like what I was talking about earlier. It's very simple. It makes sense. It's very clear. The hard part is the like staying on top of it and like believing it.
Mm.
That's all. But eventually the belief comes once you've taken enough action, thought it enough times, your brain just starts seeing everything like, oh, we have new things to believe now.
That's so great.
You're doing fine. And I applaud you for being so young and doing all of this. Most young people will never take the time. I want to work with more young women because I just believe that your 40-year-old self is one day going to fist bump you for learning how to manage your mind at this age. Most young people want to take the shortcut. They just want to get the glory. They want the instant gratification. So I love that you're doing this in a really reasonable way.
Thank you. Thank
you're you. Welcome. All righty. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, I have to stop at right at 11 today. So I have calls starting at 12 today, and I have a call starting in 5 minutes. So Losing 100, I'm going to tell you, y'all are a great group. Such good attendance. Y'all have amazing attendance. We will continue to do calls for you guys. We are trying to do calls where we feel like lots and lots of people can benefit from the coaching, and you guys always bring the heat. You bring the most, you just bring such good topics. So I really appreciate you guys. Use your group. Please use your Facebook group. Talk in there. One of the things that I know about weight loss is that, and one of the things I love about No BS is that we utilize the power of having a community where we can talk about things and discuss things and, you know, get insights from each other and figure out what's working and what's not. But, you know, for you guys, go to your Facebook group. And one of the reasons why we do these subgroups is so that you can go into where people are experiencing more closely to what you're experiencing, where you can discuss it and talk about it. So, all right, guys, y'all have a good one. Bye. Is there another Facebook group for people needing to lose over 100 pounds? There just is the Facebook group for losing over 100 pounds. So it's called Losing 100. So everybody that is in that group has at least 100 pounds to lose to start. All right. With that, I'm out of here. Bye.